update, Kevin.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler. Kevin Roblin here, Special Projects Coordinator for the South Dakota Game Fish and Parks. Today I just want to give you a brief verbal update on the implementation process of non-meandered waters. You know, with approximately 30 days behind us since the legislative session, that's when the real work began, essentially, with meeting with landowners, having those face-to-face discussions. And I've been making weekly trips up to the Northeast, doing just that, talking with landowners and having those good one-on-one discussions with those folks. With that, there also has been this transition from ice to open water. Although there is about 30 inches of ice on a lot of those northeastern lakes as we speak, spring will hopefully come here sooner than later. But with that, we did send the landowners a letter from the department, kind of just emphasizing, you know, the transition from ice to open water, the marking requirements of open water using buoys. And that was very well perceived. That was hand delivered to them. And that also got a chance to speak with those landowners and see how the implementation process of House Bill 1001 has been going. And it's been going well so far. We actually recently had three landowners remove 516 acres from the non-meandered closure list. So we're down to about 4,500 closed acres of non-meandered water today. Yeah, and I just want to emphasize, these discussions with landowners are ongoing. I've been actively engaged with about six different landowner groups on almost a daily basis, if you will. And I'm positive there'll be some agreements coming up here soon. Not yet, but soon. Any questions with that?
Okay.
Alrighty. I'll actually take on the next agenda item here. Item number 7, Fish and Wildlife Resources Summit. We're pleased to announce that the department will be hosting a 2018 Fish and Wildlife Resource Summit on April 21st, 2018. This will be held at 10 a.m. in Ocoma at Cedar Shores there on the banks of the Missouri. What this really is about, it's really just the objective of this summit is to, we invited about 34 different groups, if you will, that represent the outdoor recreational use and resources of this state. In your hands on the third page there, you'll see the list of folks we did invite, those 34 groups. It's just a broad range of interest, really, from waterfowl groups to big game groups to fishing groups, just to get all these outdoor users in the same room together and to really have a chance to listen, learn, and share about key issues facing South Dakota's hunting, fishing, and trapping resources. It's really a chance to provide some information, but really to get feedback from this list of groups here on what they want to see us accomplish in the next couple years and what they feel are the challenges facing the department and the state of South Dakota. So some of the overview topics we are going to discuss at the summit on the 21st, there are deer license allocation review, just briefly touch on that, habitat evaluation of game production areas, wildlife refuges and boarding restrictions, regulation review and the Lake Oahe fishery status or update of that. Some of the challenges we identified to really dig deep into with this group of folks, this group of stakeholders, is sustainable habitat. Habitat continues to be the number one topic this department faces day in and day out. Public access is right there as number two. That will also be one of the challenges we definitely dive deep into. Sustainable funding, recreation and respect, directly tied to the non-meandered water legislation. You know, just that respect while you're out there recreating and enjoying the great outdoor resources South Dakota has to offer. And then the last one that we really want to emphasize is the challenge, effective collective voice. And that would be something we want to touch into, just making sure, or just, you know, in order to have an effective voice, it takes groups working together in a positive and productive manner. So we'll have a facilitator for that. We'll have a lot of great one-on-one dialogue, back and forth discussion. I'm looking forward to that day just to see, you know, to have those really positive discussions with these groups, and it'll be a great day. So looking forward to it. Any questions on that regard?
Looks good. Good opportunity to chime in on some things there. And
absolutely, yes.
And get somebody's ear and we would like to have any commissioners that would like to go, come on over as well. It should be a good day.
Most definitely. All of you would be invited to attend that day if you're wanting to attend or willing to attend. And we'd love to have you to come out and listen in on the conversations and engage in those discussions as well. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Kevin. I would just mention today, I would imagine most of you picked up an agenda. Right at the very top of the agenda is a contested case hearing, which is scheduled for tomorrow. And that is open to the public if anyone's interested in seeing that or watching that process. So just a reminder there. Okay, that brings us down to petition for rule changes, and we have one.